We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
I'm doing the Schmig for Jen today. Hold on, I got to change my headphones. They were on the wrong ears.
Oh, I thought you were putting Jen's headphones on. I'm like, that's weird.
Do you ever feel like they're on the wrong, like if they're not
yeah,
to
they're
the...
Yeah, they're not to the right side. Yes, I know what you're saying.
I know, that's weird. The biggest story in Schmig today, and it's somebody we haven't talked about in a long time. Minnie Mouse ditched her skirt for pants.
Really?
Minnie Mouse on the... It looks like it's on a cruise ship, of the Disney cruise ship. That you can see the photo.
That's the last place I would switch from a skirt to pants, right?
No, you want pants on a cruise ship. You gotta, you know, she's working the deck and she's gonna be busy.
I don't know, working the deck?
Yeah, Julie McCoy, did she ever wear pants?
Julie McCoy wore pants.
Really?
She wore pants a lot.
Oh, a lot.
I'm sorry, I don't know my love.
She had lots of you know, ship flings, though. Ship with a P. yeah, that photo's on Y98.com. But I wanted to let you guys know, because I don't know when else I'll have a chance to talk about it. If you have not started watching Fosse Verdon on FX.
Oh, is it excellent?
It is so good.
Really?
I'm going to tell you, Sam Rockwell, I don't think can do any wrong. I've always been a little obsessed with Bob Fosse anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not... Well, if you're not, then you probably won't enjoy it. But it is interesting. And Michelle Williams is spectacular.
Yeah. Now, I don't know much about all that. Will I still enjoy it? I don't.
He's a womanizer. He, like...
Say no more.
He's an interesting cat.
He's interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. Like, all that jazz is loosely based on him that he also directed and co-wrote. It's a... And a lot of the women in it are loosely based on all these women. But it is interesting. If you are looking for a good show that is kind of cool, the dancing's so great, Liza Minnelli. I mean, it's really good. Okay, thanks, Kevin, for all that jazz. All right, let's talk about Jason Momoa. I'm not into Jason Momoa. I don't find him to be... I'm sorry. I know that that's...
Don't apologize
to
me.
That's my wife's
He's not my
second
cup of tea.
New man.
Yeah. I don't find him unattractive. I just don't like look at him and go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes like this. It goes... He goes Lee Horsley. Then it goes Ryan Reynolds. Then it goes Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is number one.
Yeah,
didn't there
I
used to be that Jax guy from...
Oh, she likes him too.
Charlie Hunnam
is good.
From,
you know,
the
right.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. And if Michael Landon were still with us, it'd be him. Yeah, Paul Ingalls.
Paul Ingalls.
And we watch Younger Days Bonanza episodes.
Oh my! Okay, we gotta move on.
I'm just saying, whatever it takes to get her in the mood.
Is that Antenna TV?
Listen.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
All right.
People dig Momoa though.
Is Jason Momoa as hot without the beard? He just shaved his face for the first time since 2012. He did it for Earth Day, so he did it for a good cause. He shaved in a 4-minute video where he spoke about the importance of recycling, and you know, people are going to watch it because he's shaving,
right.
Recycling and switching from plastic bottles to aluminum cans. And in full disclosure, he also hyped a new line of canned water.
Oh.
But if you want to see if he's still hot, if you still find him attractive, Y98.com, you can watch that video. All right, let's talk about what's at the theater this weekend. Not a ton for a holiday weekend.
Well, they know they're going to get blown out of the water next weekend with Avengers Endgame.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you put it out then this week?
I don't know. Maybe
okay.
You're like, why?
Well, that movie that's based on a local story, that breakthrough comes out. Chrissy Metz is the mom. It's about the kid that falls through the ice.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Lake St. Louis. And he is in the ice, in the frozen lake for 15 minutes. But she doesn't give up on him, even after he's pronounced clinically dead at the hospital. And then her prayers are answered when he gets a pulse 45 minutes later. And that was actually screened here in St. Louis. They did a premiere here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Also, Linda Cardellini, The Curse of La Llorona.
Oh, yeah. It looks scary.
Does it?
Yep. That's a no thanks for me.
All right. Let's go talk about your Avengers people. Captain Marvel and Thor. Did those two hate each other in real life? Brie Larson, Chris Hemsworth. They were doing press, and I guess they were together all day, and they started bickering.
I did all my stunts.
I did my stunts because I thought that that's what everyone did.
Tom Cruise, I mean.
No, I'll be the first me, not the next Tom Cruise. Thank you very much.
Wow.
They beefing? Yeah, so they start going at it, and then Chris Hemsworth says, asked if they should fight, and she said, yeah, I could beat you any day, and he said, we'll let her think that. And then... I mean, they just went back and forth
and
all day.
It's funny because in one of the trailers we've seen for the movie that comes out next week, there's a moment that leads you to believe that maybe there's a romantic involvement between the Thor character and the Captain Marvel character.
Yes. And you know what I think it is? I think she's just one that doesn't take it.
No,
yes.
Not at all.
She's just a person that's going to come back at you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
Minnie Mouse
all it is.
Is wearing pants. It's her time.
And Chris Hemsworth ended up saying that she stole everyone's heart on the set. And she said, oh, Chris, that's really nice. I'm still stronger than you, though. All right, let's talk about Goop Mother's Day gift guide. Totals, $82,000 is for everything in the gift guide.
How many items are we talking
about? Well, you can get cheap things like a dry brush for $20.
Oh, I need a good dry brush. What's a dry brush?
What's a wet brush? I don't understand.
Yeah, what would anybody know?
I have no idea.
Text us if you know. 531-9898.
You can get a goblet for $24. Glass goblet.
What are you
Game of Thrones?
Who's using goblets?
I don't know.
Goblets. I would also like a big sword as well to go with it. Perhaps a shield. Maybe some chainmail. And a wet brush.
Huzzah!
I'm going to the Renaissance Festival.
You can get a detox bath soak for $35. But if... price is just a number. There's a red Hermes Birkin bag for $15,000, Chanel bag for $3,700, and a four-night cooking trip to Sicily that'll cost you roughly $4,400, airfare not included.
That sounds more reasonable than a $15,000, what was it, bag?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's a Birkin. And it's a Hermes.
I stand corrected.
And there's also a $1,200 casserole dish.
Oh, makes sense.
That's reasonable.
Oh, man.
That's the schmig. Tim will have the second schmig at about 8:35 this morning.
Get ready, St. Louis.
Here's Lance now with another look at your traffic.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little quieter morning, what with it being the Friday morning, Good Friday before the holiday weekend. But there are a few things going on in the Westplex in Troy, North.
Entertainment Schmig.
That's right. In for Jen Myers, I'm Tim Convey. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. It's the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Let's start with this. Why not? We'll start with a little update on Operation Varsity Blues.
Doggone it.
I don't want your life.
All right, Tim.
No, you're doing great.
I don't want your life.
It's just never, you know, it's an idea that works on paper. Execution.
It's really
not
hard.
That it's no. On you. It's just not flowing. But we move on. We learn from that. How about this? You guys know the story. Most people pled guilty, but you know who didn't? Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, and her husband, Massimo Giuliani. And for the most part, what we've seen is that the kids have stayed out of it. All the parents have claimed that the kids didn't know anything about it. The kids didn't know anything about it. But we kind of knew that at least Aunt Becky's daughters probably did, because they had to pose for pictures where they were pretending to be on the row team. Row team?
Crew.
Crew team. Thank you. And so guess what? They just got a letter saying that they could be in big trouble.
They might get prosecuted as well?
Yeah. Letters from federal prosecutors. The letters say that they know that the kids were complicit in the scam. It's not clear if they want to press charges and lock these kids up, or if it's a tactic to pressure the parents into settling.
Sounds like it.
Because I'm sure they, if they're like, oh, little Isabella and Jade and whatever could go to jail, they're going to be like, all right, let's figure this out. I can't wait till it comes out and we find out exactly what they're thinking. Because from the outside, everyone keeps saying how crazy it is that they're fighting this. Clearly they did it. Clearly they paid the money. And over again, they keep pleading not guilty, even when new charges are piled on. This is an interesting twist, and we'll see what happens. But I want to know what their story is, what they're going to claim, you know, how they can claim innocence on it. It's kind of crazy. A reboot is coming out of Child's Play. If you don't know Child's Play, the Chucky, the little demonic doll, is out. And I think we talked about it a little bit ago on Schmig. It was announced that his voice, he'll be voiced by Mark Hamill, the one and only Luke Skywalker. They just put out a new trailer. Here's a taste.
Good night, Andy.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Who's seeing it?
I haven't seen it. I think I saw the first one, and that was it. With, was Bess Armstrong in that one?
Bess Armstrong?
No, I think it's the actress that looks
like Bess Armstrong.
Oh, Armstrong. Lordy.
I don't know who that is.
She was in a lot of 80s things.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so, that, I mean, Mark Hamill, he'll do a good job. It looks good. Also up on Sesame Street the other day, this is a very strange collaboration, a Game of Thrones Sesame Street crossover. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones is harsh.
Yeah.
It's the harshest thing on television. Yeah. It's always borderline, like, should I be watching this right now?
Very maybe graphic. Because they're both on HBO? Is that
maybe perhaps? Because they know that a parent wouldn't, they have to watch a lot of this stuff with their kids, so even if their kids don't get it.
And that Sesame Street does a good job, I think, of working on two different levels.
Yes.
Right. There's plenty of little winks, but this is a little bit, I mean, you know, like.
So it's Elmo with who?
Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, and then Cersei Lannister, who are, you know, kind of enemies, but all of a sudden, they're hanging out, and Elmo's around.
Elmo thinks that you two need to respect each other.
If we stop fighting and work together, we can be stronger. I'm willing to learn and listen if you are.
I can try.
Trying is a great way to start.
A toast to our new red friend.
Oh, yummy! Elmo loves toast!
He fixed it. He solved it.
I know.
There's the, I mean,
there's
it's
the game.
So we don't need to finish watching.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's not even worth tuning in for. A few stories, a few things up at Y98.com. Ariana Grande says that performing her songs is hell. She was doing a chat on Twitter, and she said, making music is healing. Performing it is like reliving it all over again.
That's a good point. I never thought about it.
And it's hell. She ended up deleting that comment, but that's not where things ended. She said she doesn't think touring is good for her health. And then some fans said they totally understand if she canceled the rest of the tour. She said she wouldn't do that.
I mean,
that's interesting. I mean, I guess everyone's going to have their own take on it.
I don't think everybody is made for the road either.
Right. 100%. Yeah, it is. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I think the stuff about performing those songs, I don't know. I found that pretty interesting. Also, Tina Fey said she's glad she's not on SNL anymore due to the current political climate. We've had a lot of comedians come out and even SNL cast members and stuff and say
we want them to be more fun.
It's just too intense. It's not even that fun. Also up at Y98.com, Earth Day is Monday, and a new song by the artist Lil Dicky. Are you guys familiar with Lil Dicky?
I only know him because you showed me a video.
Oh, he did that Chris Brown
thing, and Chris Brown was in the video.
Yes.
It's a very funny video.
He is, for lack of a better term, a comedy rapper, I guess, and basically known for his videos that have all gone viral and very, very successful. Some really, really funny stuff he's put out. Well, he has a new song and a new video called Earth. It's got about 30 guest stars, but it's animated, but you can still tell who these people are. Most of them play animals. Do you want to hear some of the lineup in this thing?
Yeah.
And it's all about saving the Earth and, you know.
And the video probably will be the amazing part of it.
Yeah.
Because most of Lil Dicky's stuff is, it's the whole idea is it. So here's who's in order of appearance. You ready? Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Zach Brown, Brendan Urie, Haley Steinfeld, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, Adam Levine, Shawn Mendes. I mean, this is like a Y98
and two.
Charlie Puth, Sia, Miley Cyrus, Lil Jon. It keeps on going. Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys show up as well.
The video is the big thing.
Yeah, and it's funny. The guy's funny, and it's all obviously for a good cause. You can check that out and so much more at Y98.com.
All right, Lance, getting late in the rush. How are things going?
Well,
I'm getting the music.
Oh, man. Hang on, why 98? That was a song called Shallow by this artist Lady Gaga. And believe it or not, Bradley Cooper
is
on that song. Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys have heard that or not. Yeah. Time for some celebrity birthdays. But first, we'll do a little back in the day. It's a kind of a rough day in history, to be honest. But we will let you know. The Waco thing, the David Koresh, the Branch Davidians, all that 26 years ago today, which means 24 years ago today, was the Oklahoma City bombing.
And I remember that like it was, yeah, it was, yeah. I was in radio, and I think my mom called us to tell us about it because that's before we had monitors
and
in
scrolling
the studio.
I remember watching on TV. I was in high school.
That was the first major thing that happened when I was in radio.
And I remember my dad, who worked for the Corps of Engineers, they closed and they did all these new procedures then at different federal buildings because of that.
And you know what's so sad? It was so shocking and hit you to the core. And now so many things like that happen. And and we don't feel it as deeply.
Right. Well, if you remember, it was also really hard to, you know, that it was an American. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
they thought some kind of other terrorism, and then but now, unfortunately, we see all kinds of things like that. So a positive back in the day. How about this? 32 years ago in 1987, The Simpsons premiered as a cartoon short between skits on the second episode of Fox's show, The Tracey Ullman Show. The Simpsons is now the longest-running scripted TV series in U.S. history.
Yeah, and it was real, the drawing of The Simpsons were real harsh.
It's come a long way.
Yeah.
The voices too,
And you remember for a while when they had the show first started its own show, I mean, all the Simpsons clothing available.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Eat my shorts, all over the place. Let's do some birthdays. Kate Hudson, Penny Lane,
Goldie Hawn's
daughter.
Getting back to her normal weight. I saw a picture of her today.
Oh, that's great.
After the baby.
Whatever makes her happy.
She looks good. I mean, is she 40 yet? I'm going to say 40.
That's what I was going to say.
38.
Nailed it. She's 40.
40!
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to Kate Hudson. My favorite of the Judds, Ashley Judd.
Ooh. Oh, man, you're going to anger some Winona fans.
Yeah, I have nothing against them personally. I choose
out of the Judds
who stayed away from country music.
Yeah. How old is Winona? Is she...
This is Ashley.
No, Ashley.
But how old is Winona?
Ashley's got to be... What do you think, Kevin?
I'm going to say 46.
I think she's 48.
I think those are both good guesses. I'm going to say 49.
51.
Whoa. Oh,
she looks good.
Yeah.
Remember when she came out, like, she was this movie star, and you were like, wait, she's another Judd?
Yeah, I know.
The Judds were the biggest thing on the planet when she kind of first hit.
Anytime that movie with her where she gets falsely accused of killing her husband, Double Jeopardy, I watch it every time it's on.
She's been in some good ones, for sure. James Franco.
He's young.
Either love him or you hate him.
He's whatever.
43?
I don't think he's in his 40s, is he?
I was kind of thinking he's in his
37.
39.
41.
Oh.
James Franco, 41. And finally, we'll do a little number by him. You know him from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Annie, the original Pennywise the Clown, and It. He sounds
I'm
like
just
this.
A sweet transvestite. Oh.
Just the best.
From transsexual Transylvania.
Tim Curry. Yeah, one of the greatest character actors of all time.
His Pennywise was so good.
Tim Curry.
Spam a lot.
Yeah. Hasn't been in anything in a while.
He's
had a stroke.
He's ill, yeah. How old is Tim Curry?
Clue. I forgot about Clue.
He's got to be like Susan Sarandon's age.
Which would be?
I don't know.
Why her?
Because they were in Rocky Horror and they were young.
I'm going to say 73.
I'm going to say...
Nailed it. He got it. Lance got it, guys. He got Tim Curry.
Wow.
He's 73 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday with these people, happy birthday.
Did we all get one right? Kevin get one right?
I got one right. Yeah, he got one right. Ashley Judd. No.
No. I did.
Close up.
No. And we can't remember.
We can't.
Hey, man, office is closing early, so has our brains.
All right, Lance, how are the roads?
Well, northbound 255. If you're on the Illinois side, look for slow going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.